my unfortunate experience to give you the announcement, if you had not gotten the email earlier, that our speaker, Sammy Zerain, had to cancel at a late date due to a family emergency. And we could not add to the program in that short period of time. So in lieu of that, what we would like to do, and John Galbraith has volunteered to do this on a short basis, is to discuss the advancing in pedology in the 21st century concept, and he will fill in a little more of the details on why Sammy was unable to attend. So I'll turn this over to John.
This morning was intended, the intention of this special session was for the first speaker in the colloquium that we established a few years ago. And unfortunately for Sammy, his father has a medical condition and took a turn for the worse, and Sammy had to take his children up to see his father in the hospital and could not attend the meeting. We did not get his presentation, and so although the abstract had been uploaded, so we do not have the ability to give the presentation for him. In the future, if we continue this colloquium, then we will attempt to get the presentations, and if the speaker is unable to attend for any emergency reason like that, maybe we can have a contingency plan so that we can continue to have the talk. So today is a period of reflection and discussion. And to me, this is almost the opportunity to review the concept behind the colloquium and then try to get some feedback from the group as to how much momentum there is to continue this effort. It's very unfortunate that we didn't have our first speaker here that could not be helped. But I think that we're going to have time to get some answers about the funding for the colloquium and then talk, and that microphone is intended for the audience to use to discuss the concept. And that's how the colloquium was intended to be set up, to be different from a lectureship, which you're getting right now. I'm so sorry. It's what I do. But rather than have a lectureship, sessions, oral presentations, and then special speakers, the colloquium was set up to have an interactive discussion between and an extended discussion. So time for multiple questions and answers between the speaker and the audience, and between members of the audience amongst themselves. I think that presents a unique opportunity, and I still have, I'm still on board with it. We're going to discuss whether or not the group still supports the effort. Colloquium is a special term, and I just described to you what the purpose of the colloquium was, but it's printed in the program. And essentially, the colloquium was not only intended to bring into discussion topics, techniques, approaches, collaborations, innovations, but ways that S5 and other soils divisions can move forward, be viable, evolve, improve, solve some of the problems that were brought up during the town hall meeting, some of the issues that concern us about our own future, about our professional future, about the future of soil science, can and will be discussed, and this is the best forum, I believe, for that. Other than probably the most effective forum is what you just stopped doing, and that was meeting and discussing this as individuals or small groups. This is the next larger application of that same process, and I think it has value. And if we could produce some actions, such as collaborative research efforts, or questions that we could pose to funding agencies, or other collaborations that we could establish or improve between ourselves and other professional societies and other professions, then I think that this could be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity in the future. All right, so we propose the colloquium to SSSA through channels, through the board representative back in 2008. It was proposed, voted on, and approved at the business meeting in 2008 and approved by the division. Donations were solicited and pledged. Our first speaker was selected to speak in 2011. We just heard why the speaker is not here. We have not gathered as many pledges as we thought that we would. Funding questions remain. In other words, there's a lot of questions about the financial implications of making a donation to such an effort. And because of that, I've asked Alexander Barton, who represents the Agronomic Science Foundation, who will manage the funds, and Alexander is prepared to answer your questions about donations, about management fees, about what happens if the SSSA organizational structure changes and Division S5 is combined with other groups or split. What would happen to that money? Would it still be under our control? Would we still be able to use it to help pay for speakers? And then what happens if the amount of money in the fund is less than the endowment limit versus if it's over the endowment limit? There are two different scenarios there, and Alexander is going to explain both of those. And so my next attempt is to let Alex come up and answer some questions, and then we'll move on with discussions after that, after you have more information. We'll talk in general then about the future. Should we move ahead? Do we need new selection committee members? Should we modify the purpose of the colloquium? And how can it be used to help improve S5 and reach out to other groups of soil scientists? So, Alexander, if you don't mind coming up, and then we're going to open up this microphone for people to ask questions. If they feel like they can speak loud enough that everyone can hear the question, that's fine too, but the microphone was intended for interaction.
Thanks, John. As John mentioned, I'm a director of business development for the Agronomic Science Foundation, and I just wanted to open up I didn't really come prepared with a presentation, more or less came prepared here to answer any questions that the audience might have. So if anybody has any questions in regards to the fund or the way one of the 40 funds that the ASF manages. Currently there's about $4,200 in the fund. The Board of Trustees has instituted a 10% spending floor to make sure that awards can be given every year. The fund is not endowed, so that means that all the monies can be spent at this point. For instance, if you wanted to, if there was some concern, as John had shared previously, about divisions within SSSA, maybe S5 is not around next year. I haven't heard anything like that, but there seems to be concern about that. If that is the case, one thing that can be done is next year you could spend all $4,200 on the speaker and then just be done with it. That's an option. It's not something that I recommend or can even look into my crystal ball and be able to predict. But I'm just here to answer any questions and to kind of put a face on the Agronomic Science Foundation. If anyone has questions later on, like down the road, pretty easy to find through the Society's website. We do have a foundation website as well. So to avoid just rambling on up here, I'd invite anyone to ask any questions at this time. Sure.
One of the things that just came up, I guess, yesterday in talking with John is over the past few years, we thought that we were taking some of the S5 program funds and putting those back into this colloquium. Apparently that wasn't happening. Is there a problem with doing that or anything that you know of?
No, not that I know of, that there's any problem doing it. We only had written authorization to do it for 1 year, and that was in 2009, which it happened. But And actually, just to kind of mention that, in terms of written agreements, there isn't one for the S5 fund. However, that means that all $4,200 is available for spending, is available to the S5 division. It is being managed, unlike the money's managed, and interest is being earned and lost as people see the stock market go up and down, along with the 40 funds. But so that has not been done. So.
So in order for that to happen, you would need to have on an annual basis some sort of written permission to transfer funds into from S5 funds to that account. Is that right?
That is correct.
I budgeted this year that was funded to the same side.
But what sort of, who needs to get this paperwork?
Well, that paperwork can be developed relatively easily and quickly. And it can be developed how, based on the wishes and of the people involved with the S5. So,
would there be a way to make that a standing money transfer every year until S5 says it doesn't?
Absolutely.
Because it seems like that was the intent.
Yeah, that was the intent.
If I can mention, part of the challenge is that right as this fund was being discussed and about to be developed, there was a change. In the business development duties, there was a person that you started with, Paul Camps, who is no longer here, and so I've kind of taken the ball on this, and so that there was no like fund agreement established, and there was only a series of votes, obviously, and those are in the minutes, so it's all legal, and the funds are available, but there is actually. Not a fund agreement at this time, which can be developed, so you can set the endowment if you wanted it to be so. If you wanted to set the endowment at a certain level, for instance, $25,000 is usually the standard amount for the ASF funds for the 40 that we have. One of the challenges between an endowed fund and the way that it's currently set up now is that if you write into the agreement that only the interest can be spent, not the corpus or the principal, as it's called, then you run the chance of, based on the interest rates, which are extremely low right now, of not being able to make an award. Right now it's unrestricted, so you could utilize all $4,200 to make an award if you wanted to, for instance, if there was some concern and you didn't want to continue with this. I heard that discussed by John a minute ago. So. I think one of the advantages of using the microphones as well as the presentations with the computer is that they are recorded and documented, so, which is why I'm standing up here and not among you guys down on the floor. So. Yes, please.
Is part of your position to help us to go out and solicit funds for this
That is correct, and I have been working with John the last couple years developing some solicitation letters that have been sent out, part of which is the reason why there's currently $4,200, and there obviously it was mentioned that there needs to be more. So,
have other divisions done something like this?
Yes, there are funds set up separately by S1, S6, also with the communities within ASA, CSSA. The ASF is the foundation for all three societies. So we do work with all three societies. And, you know, based on the group, if you're looking for a recommendation, it seems like there is some energy behind this, and I would encourage you to move forward, to continue to raise money, to continue to have the colloquium, and also to work with the ASF in developing a fund agreement and eventually endowing it.
Alexander, Larry Wilding.
Hi, Larry.
Some of us have had some heartburns about the Agronomic Science Foundation taking off the top of donor contributions a fee plus a maintenance fee on an annual basis. Are we incurring an annual maintenance fee on this $4,200? And what is the present status of the initial discount from the donor contributions to such an activity?
For all donations that are given to the ASF, there's a one-time fee, administrative fee, of 5%. So you can figure it out from there based on the amount of per donation. That is one time. And those are assessed to every fund that the ASF manages. So it's not just the S5, it's all funds. And then the administrative fee can vary between anywhere between 2 and 3% annually. And that's because we are we do hire a financial services company. They're called Smith Barney. I'm sure most people have heard of them, to manage the funds. Currently, as I don't know if you guys were at the SSSA award ceremony last night, but as Dr. Kors mentioned, they do manage 40 different funds, and so the fees are assessed across those funds to manage the money. There's currently $3 million managed through the Agronomic Science Foundation. And so each one of the funds gets assessed management fees based on what is what it costs to manage money and grow earnings.
I realize that $4,200 is relatively small compared to some of these others, but could you give us a rough idea now?
Well, this year it varies on quarter. Actually, it's been as high as 20% throughout the years, and been as low as negative, really. Which is why they instituted the 10% spending floor. So there's always monies available to award. If you were only spending, which is one of the other consequences of creating an endowed fund, if you're only spending the interest. And in an off year that the stock market might have, there is no interest, then that would be difficult to continue a colloquium if you don't have it every year. It would lose some of the momentum of it. So, which is part of the challenge I'm kind of feeling now, because this is the first year for it and there is no speaker. So, it's really a crossroads for the division to decide how they'd like to proceed. It's an opportunity, really, if you'd want to continue it, or if you decide it as a group that maybe you just want to have one more year and get a really good speaker next year, and go out like that. You know, I'm like, that's an that's an option too, not necessarily one that I would recommend, but it's really up to the group.
Alexander, is there any danger for us that this fund would be combined with other funds, thrown into a larger pot if it remains below the endowment limit?
Well, when a fund agreement is established for a fund, there is language written into that on what would happen if a situation like that. Obviously, no one knows. I don't foresee it happening. The Soil Science Society has been strong for 75 years. I hope it's strong for another 75 more. It's what would happen is that, let's say, this is all hypothetical, so it's almost hard to discuss, but let's say the Soil Science Society was no longer around. You write language into that agreement, so how those monies are then transferred to another organization with similar goals, or another division with similar goals, if the S5 was no longer a division, or if it was deemed necessary by the the board, the elected officers, that this is no longer necessary, which I don't foresee happening. But this is, you know, like doom and gloom talk here, so I don't want to spend too much time on it. But the monies would be allocated to other areas that would have similar objectives. They wouldn't just be taken and blown on a party or something like that. It'd be fun. You know, we had a good party last night, but I'm like, none of the monies from the ASF were used for that. So,
if there are no other questions for Alexander, I want to thank you for taking time to.
You're very welcome.
Alexander is available in the exhibit area, Hall C, and they have a booth there for the division. I'm sorry, for the society. And you can stop by, just lost my mind. You can stop by and ask questions at any time and get a personal response. And I thank Alexander because why am I standing here?
I can hear it. It's just faint. Well, thank you, John, and I'd also like to extend that to the rest of you. You know, we are here to serve you. This is your society. This is your foundation. You're the members, and we're here to serve you. So please let us know what we can do. Thank you.
All right, we have a few minutes before our business meeting begins, and I would like to take this time to open up the floor. The microphone's working again. It just times itself out, I think, to save the battery. So if it goes dead again, somebody just toggle the on-off switch, and that'll help. That seems to work with a lot of things, and with this particular session, the question is, should we toggle the switch to off? Should we leave it should we switch it or leave it on the on, or should we switch it to a hold position in the middle? And I have my own personal feelings about this. I know that several others do too. So I'd like to open up the floor to discussion about the future of the colloquium. Should we go ahead with, is there enough momentum? It doesn't need to have unanimous momentum or unanimous support, but it needs to have enough support that it's worth the time and the effort to plan these things. It takes time for the division chair to set aside time, to schedule a room, and then we need to invest and find speakers. And so we're also going to be looking for new committee members and the selection committee if we go forward. So that's the next question, and it's an important one. I know that Doug has some thoughts that he'd like to contribute, and then we'd like to open it up to all of the discussion. And let's have a discussion. Let's talk. Doug?
Thank you, John. I'll make this real brief. The colloquium didn't come off this year because of various reasons, but whether this continues or not, looking back over more years than I care to admit sometimes in terms of being a pedologist, I think we're in a transition period, and we do have to step forward, I think, and just do something. And this colloquium was an attempt to do that. So if we ask the colloquium, if that was the consensus, we still need to do something. So I would just leave that as a thought, and would be interested in anyone's comments out on the floor. So please.
So John, let me tell you, for people who don't know about Tammy, we're thinking about mm-hmm. And Katrina came late paper in this class get kids hooked. We don't know anything about souls, why it's important. It touches, you know, it's not a college age student who didn't watch what's going on with the community today. And for them, that's pretty dramatic. You know, they're talking about what that did for their lives. That's a defining moment in their age group. And so it links souls with something very dramatic with this era we're in now. And Sammy also is a really dynamic person. So that's when I thought of the recommendation, yeah. All those things took the scene. Okay, I think it's important to do this broader group beyond S5. So when I thought of this speaker, I was thinking, what could we do to attract people not in S5, but also just ASA and CSSA for our session? So that was my thought.
And just to thank you, Patrick, and just to remind the group what the topic or the title of the talk was. Like I said, the abstract was posted at one time, but I guess when Sammy withdrew, they pulled it off. But he had an abstract posted. It said, the title was Pedology and Public Policy, How Soil Scientists Can Inform Education, Health, and Labor Outcomes. And so I think that what Patrick said is correct, is that this would have been a very good bridge between our sciences and linking it to other sciences that are of importance. Some of those are receiving large amounts of funding. There are opportunities for collaboration. And I think one, besides Sammy as the first speaker, there are other people out there that are operating in the health concerns. One of our members is Brenda Buck, and she is, I was hoping that Brenda would be here to speak for just a minute, but she has received millions of dollars in funding to study the effects of dust and inhalants, things that particulate matter that are inhaled that are impacting the health of people that are living in Las Vegas. But obviously it applies to much larger areas than Las Vegas. Doug Merkler has received funding, solicited and received funding by collaborating with outside groups and showing them the importance of soil science in their research and the need for them to fund soil scientists to be part of their research team. This isn't just about research dollars, but it is one component. But another is the importance and the exposure of our science to other groups. And I had one thought. Mark is here. Mark Stolt, still here? Okay, just stepped out. All right. Mark is leading a group, or trying to get a group together to attend the Ecological Society meeting next year in Portland, Oregon. And at that time, we are going to be proudly displaying our SSSA badges and logos and try to inform and interact with people at that meeting. There'll be several people, hopefully, that are going. I'm not sure whether I'll be going or not, but I intend to. I'm going to try. And one thought that I had is that for future speakers, I may attend sessions that have concerned soils. And maybe pick the best of the sessions and maybe speak to that speaker and ask them if they would be interested. So in other words, this may be a way to select future speakers that we know have a tie-in to soil science. And maybe then through the interaction, we may find that they could benefit by coming to our meeting and learning more about soil science themselves. And then we start to build some collaborations that way. So. Other thoughts? Yes.
I don't know if the mic works or not, but I'm Susan Marshall. I teach at Humboldt State, and I do a lot with range management. We have a range and wildlife field program. And one of the things that mystifies me, and it could be my own ignorance, so I hope to get feedback on that, but NRCS is doing a lot of work in tying ecological site descriptions into map units and so forth, and that's great. But then I look over to more of a biological side of the United States working, and the United States Vegetation Classification System, particularly in our California, Manual of California Vegetation, there's no reference to soil. They make a big deal about crosswalking to different kinds of vegetation classification systems, but in California, at least from what I've seen, there's a real disconnect. ICS is doing a great effort at that, but it just seems like some of the colleges who are bad just don't want to think about soil. Perhaps I suspect it's because of the production tradition of NRCS, especially in rangelands. Maybe they just don't want to go there.
Now, I think that concerns like that are legitimate, and they show that there are concerns that cut across besides research and funding and grant opportunities and society opportunities, but just the interactions between professionals of related disciplines and all. I think it's important. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this session. There's going to be a 10-minute break, and then the business session starts in the same room. But before it does, I'd like to just ask the group for a show of hands. How many people think that we should continue with the effort to build the colloquium fund and continue the effort to enhance the selection committee and pick a speaker for next year? So if you're in support, please raise your hand. All right, I don't think I need to count that, Doug. If there anybody that's against the idea? That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. And the best part about this division, I feel, is that this division can laugh and enjoy themselves. And this has been a great division to be a part of. Thank you very much for your time. I'm sorry that we didn't have our speaker, but next year, by golly, if we can, we will.